We've also discovered through intelligence that Iraq has a growing fleet of manned and unmanned aerial vehicles that could be used to disperse chemical or biological weapons across broad areas. We're concerned that Iraq is exploring ways of using these UAVs for missions targeting the United States. Our intelligence officials estimate that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and DX nerve agent. In such quantities, these chemical agents also kill untold thousands. Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
We know for a fact that there are weapons there.
We have high confidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about and is about.
Area in the south and the west and the north that coalition forces control is substantial. It happens not to be the area where weapons of mass destruction were dispersed. We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhat.
To have peace within myself, I have to believe what we're doing is right. And I have to somehow think that the president, he knows what he's doing, even though he doesn't always seem like there's things that maybe we're not told, I support him. I mean, I can't believe that this man would send our families there and put them in harm's way for no good reason.
Oil, Iraqi oil.
I mean, I just can't believe that.
My answer is bring them on. Bring them on.
The truth, we have to make sure that they believe what they're doing is justified. And if we don't believe it, how are they going to believe it? For me to think that my husband thinks that what they're doing is for nothing, I mean, it would break my heart. Friends even know that. I have to support him. I just have to support.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. I had frequently talked about the southern oil fields or oil fields in general, and at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
Bring them on.
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 Bring them on.